of the Shanti Mantra, Vedasya Maani Istaha, the knowledge must be nailed deep into me. It should not dissipate. Shrutam me ma prahasi. Whatever I hear, it should not leave me. I am very passionate about knowing the truth and speaking about the truth. For that, I should be protected. May the Lord protect the teacher also. May the Lord protect me. May the Lord protect the teacher. The karma. Karma means action. Karma also means reaction. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. In our life, we do not know whether we are acting or reacting. Whether we are in action or reaction. Every action need not have to bring out the immediate result. It may take, if the gravity of the action is heavy, it can take lives to come, that reaction will be there, or it will take effect on the many lives. The time duration when the reaction comes, it is not in our hands, it is in the hands of what is called as Adrishta. Adrishta means, Drishta means seen. Unseen, Lord's another name is Adrishta. His name, it is not in our control when the reaction will come. Like substance abuse, sometimes it will have immediate effect. Some unethical living, the reaction may take long time to come into effect. It is not in our hands. When it comes, it is not in our hands. And every single action need not have to have a single reaction. Single action can have multiple reaction, like medicines. When you take medication, it may have multiple side effects. The same action, it can have multiple side effects. And you cannot deal with the side reaction. The reaction, you may not be able to exhaust all reaction in one life. It is said in the Upanishad, in every life you do at least enough for 10 more lives. Your action, you are accumulating so much of reaction, is good for at least for 10 lives. That much of action you are doing. You cannot exhaust your karma by finishing. You can't say, I will do more action and I will finish off. More action you do, you are preparing yourself for next 10 lives. The path is laid for next 10 lives. How the reaction comes, there are three types of reactions. One is called as prarabdha karma. The second one is called as sanchita karma. The third one is called as agami karma. The prarabdha karma means an operational karma. We are born, like you are going on a holiday, you have in your credit card, you have this much of money. This is the spending money. That is how you are born here with that credit. You have come with that credit. Now you have to, you can't, the moment your prarabdha karma is over, body has no more purpose. Body drops. Some people, they die early, some late. Why early? Their prarabdha is over. Their quota of why they have come, it's finished. Body has no more purpose. Body collapses. That is prarabdha karma. Sanchita karma is the karma in your immediate warehouse, next door. And agami karma is karma in a distant warehouse, like still in a dockyard. It has not been downloaded. Your prarabdha karma is in a showroom karma in the showroom. and Sanchita Karma, it is in the warehouse, and Agami Karma is in the still in the dockyard, not yet been unloaded. The Prarabdha Karma, you have to, Prarabdham Bhunjyamana, you have to go through. The even however great is that one, the Prarabdha Karma, one has to go through. One has to go through. When the intense energy is there, when the intensity is there, one can, an illumined person and enlightened person can exhaust the karmas of multiple life in one life. In one life can exhaust the karmas of many karmas. When the prarabdha karma, the come with this karma, then the in presence of an illumined person can download the karma from the warehouse into the prarabdha, into operational karma. Like in a showroom, prarabdha karma is a showroom karma. When the showroom stocks are exhausted through intensely active, when the stock is emptied, from the warehouse, the stock will come to replace that one. The karma from warehouse, agami karma will come into action. Become a prarabdha karma. Agami karma, come into action. Agami karma, in presence of, we go to the prayer. Prayer plays a dominant role, and also in presence of an illumined teacher, your prarabdha, if it is so heavy, it is unbearable. The prarabdha karma is suppressed and agami karma is brought into play. Suppressed means you still have to finish. It is not yet finished. It is for the time being, it is suppressed. New set of karma has been downloaded from agami, from the warehouse. It has been downloaded and it has become an operational karma. The agami karma takes over and this is still suppressed. It is still there. So, the Sanchita Karma and Agami Karma is in the future. The Sanchita Karma from the warehouse, you are downloading Sanchita Karma. Sanchita Karma becomes an operational karma, prarabdha karma. In presence of the illumined teacher, the prarabdha karma is suppressed and sanchita karma becomes a prarabdha karma, operational karma. It becomes an operational karma. You cannot exhaust karma by doing the karma. That is why Sri Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita, you cannot finish the karma by doing the karma. By doing more and more karma, you cannot finish. You have to finish, you have to surrender all the actions to me. Sri Krishna says, he is the custodian of karma. He decides which karma should become a prarabdha karma now, which karma becomes in the future, and he is the one, he is the, Sri Krishna talks about karmanye vadikaraste mapaleshu kadachana ma karma palahetorbu mate sangostu akarmani. Karmanyeva adhikaraste. You have a duty only to do, but I have a adhikara. I have the right to dispense. Adrishta. I am an adrishta. I give the result in a time, appropriate time. It is in my control. Sri Krishna says, not to take while doing the karma. I am doing. Offer all your actions to me, to offer everything to me. Then the Sanchita Karma and Agami Karma will not have any impact on you. Offer everything on to me, and by offering, you can mitigate the effect of Prarabdha Karma. Suppose your Prarabdha Karma is to fall down from a three-story building, that is your prarabdha karma. If the grace of the Lord is there, then you will still fall on a three from the three story, but you will fall on a bed of grass instead of on a concrete. The prarabdha karma is there. Maybe my prarabdha karma to have an accident, but the impact is reduced with the when the God's grace is there. God's grace is there, and brahmanya dhaya karmani sangam tyaktva karotiha yassa lipyate nasapapena padma patra ivambasa. Shri Krishna says, brahmanya adhaya, offer everything, good or bad, because if you want to claim, you can't exhaust that one. And brahmanya adhaya sangam tyaktva karotiha, without any attachment, do that one. How it is, lipyate nasapapena, when you do that one, your stigma of your action, the sanchita karma, agami karma, or the heavy impact of the prarabdha karma, nasapapena, lipyate nasapapena, like it will be on the lotus leaf water drop. Water drop, it won't bind you. It won't bind you and haunt you down. Lipyate nasa papena padma patra vivambasa. The Shri Krishna talks about karma yoga is different to karma. Karma yoga is different to karma. Karma is action and reaction. That is also, Newton also talks about the third law of Newton. But karma yoga means how to escape from the accumulation of karma. Accumulation of karma is a trigger for rebirth. Accumulation of karma, some karmas are such a way that I cannot exhaust in this human body. To exhaust that one, I need an animal body. Or it's a different animals. That type of karma, this body, human body cannot, is not equipped. This hardware is not good, I need a different hardware. What type of hardware, depending on the karma. Why take a different species, birth in different species? Hardware, human hardware is not right. You need the hardware, that right hardware, and to exhaust. With the intense yoga that we started, intense yoga, so that exhaust and tap into the sanchita karma, and as an offering, whatever if it is there, the intense yoga, it is like the super computer and a old computer. Old computer takes very slow. It takes lives to finish off the quota, whereas the super computer, you can finish off. Go process the information very quickly. The intensity behind the action helps in exhausting the karma while doing that one as an offering. When you do that one, selfish action, when your action is selfish, there is no joy in your life. When you are doing a selfless action, karma yoga, not for yourself, as a selfless action, santosha comes. Santosha means happiness. Happiness, whether you have a happiness in your life or not, how happy you are, it is dependent on that, it is a gauge whether you are progressing in yoga sadhana. I am doing yoga for 20 years, still I am sulking, I am not happy. That means you have not made inroads in yoga sadhana. The happiness is a best indicator that whether you are making inroads into yoga sadhana. When doing the action as an offering to the Lord, your object is offering to the Lord, who is all pure, all complete. When you are offering to the Lord all pure, inside also gets purified. Inner purification is called a shaucha. Shaucha, purity of your being, inner personality is purified. As you are doing the actions as an offering to the Lord, you start purifying from within. When you start purifying from within, and happiness dawns. Shaucha and santosha are part of ನಿಯಮ, ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ನಿಯಮ ಶೌಚ, ಸಂತೋಷ, ತಪ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ, ಈಶ್ವರ ಪ್ರಣಿಧಾನ. ಶೌಚ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಂತೋಷ, ಹೌ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗೆಟ್? ಬೈ ಡೆಡಿಕೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಆಸ್ ಎನ್ ಆಫರಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಈಶ್ವರ ಪ್ರಣಿಧಾನ, ದಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಡಾನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಲೈಫ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಮೆಷರ್ ವೆದರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಯೋಗ ಸಾಧನ. ಲೈ ಡೌನ್ ಆನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್.